What would you call a place where your cows would go down through the woods? You know, they'd always cut a place, you know, your cows.
Trail or?
Okay.
Yeah, trails, they usually always go the same path, and they'll cut it out to where it could be a well-beaten-out trail.
Okay. Something along the side of the street in town that folks walk along, you call that the?
Sidewalk.
Sidewalk. Okay, any other name? Bank yet? Or do you ever hear folks call that a bank yet?
No.
Okay. That's somebody down New Orleans.
Sidewalk or walkway is about all we know.
The pavement or?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if there might be a little grass strip between the sidewalk and the street, did you have a name for that? Do you ever know what folks call that?
Well, some people call it terrace.
Terrace.
Where they keep it mowed.
Okay. Now, I want to get into some of the designations you've had for land and that sort of stuff around here. Can you kind of just give me a rundown on the types of soil you might have and, you know, in regards to elevation and how good the soil was, that sort of thing? You mentioned black land. What was that?
Well, it's a type of soil that is extra black, and it's usually rich. Black land is rich. And there's a difference between black land or plain gumbo or yellow gumbo. A black land is black, and it's usually rich. And it's hard to work as far as farming, because there's a lot of the old timers said that the only time their blackland field ever got ready to work while they's gone to lunch to eat, gone to lunch. In other words, it's either too wet or too dry to cultivate. And the old timers say that mine got ready while I was going to lunch. And that's fact. It's either too wet or too dry, and it sticks to. It sticks something terrible when it's wet, and then when it gets dry, while the ground opens up, and it's hard as a brickbat. So it's either too wet or too dry. You got to be on your tiptoes to catch it when it's just right. But it will make stuff if you get it right.
Yeah.
The right season. Well, then you have the gumbo that it's a poor type gumbo. It won't grow anything. And you can't pick it, you can't shovel it, you can't dig it, you can't hardly do anything with it. And then you have the deep sand hills, and then you have a stiff, heavy dirt, which right here on my particular place, about 200 yards up here, there's a black land.
Yeah.
And then right here in my 4-acre field, you got a heavy dirt, and then you got a deep sand, and then you got a extra heavy sand.
Mm-hmm.
And then in farming, this past year, why them low places, the heavy dirt would be just as wet as it could be. You could tell that the soil was completely wet, and the sand would be dried out. It would be black spots and white spots all over the field. Where there was a sandy place, it'd be white. Where it was a heavy dirt, why, it'd be dark. It'd be, and as I tell some of them, my neighbor, Mr. down here, his is all sand.
Yeah.
And when it's too wet for me to plow here in the spring of the year, his is all blowing away. It's sand, dust. But here, why, it's a heavy and it's wet natured, extremely wet natured. A dry year, I can make better stuff than I can in a wet year.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have a good crop.
It rained us a whole lot here the first part of the year, so I'd say around the first day of July. But we got rain here now. There were certain areas up here no further than 7 miles at Anticoka. People's crops was burning up, and here it was so wet I couldn't get in the field to plow.
Really?
It has in certain areas, but right in this particular area, now I've got